Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. The still fired up motivation show of Sam Crowley. On the
no more Mondays for you. It's time to make Saturday.com.
And don't forget
Saturday.
To follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley.
This is the podcast where we let help Sam you know you're listening. You
use
are,
hashtag Every Day is Saturday.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it is a great day to be above ground. Welcome to the Everyday Saturday Show. My name's Sam Crowley, coming to you from Cincinnati, Ohio. We are over 30 degrees, my friends. Today's podcast is March 5th, 2014, and I swear to God, every year I say this, we go through the harsh winter just to be able to appreciate a springtime where the sun is shining. I don't think the birds are chirping because I don't think there's a bird within 1,000 miles of here, not if they have any sense at all about them. But man, don't you feel so much better. Where are you listening to the show from? Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know where you're listening from. Are you in Minnesota, where it might hit minus 20 is a great day over the past few months? Are you in Arizona? Are you living in the South, smiling with your suntan and your freshly manicured lawns, making fun of all of us in this bitter cold weather? Or maybe you're down under, where you're just experiencing summer, coming into your fall and winter weather. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know where you're listening from. Speaking of Twitter, got a couple of great tweets. Brian Sherman on Twitter says, at Sam Crowley, thank you for your encouraging podcast. I've launched my website, and I'll be offering my first product in May. I am fired up. Hey, we're fired up for you, Brian. Congratulations, man. Is there anything better? Seriously, that's why I do what I do. I love your stories. If you don't send me a tweet, I get very upset. It's borderline angry the way I feel when you don't let me know the impact of the Everyday Saturday message and what you're doing about it and what are you doing on a daily basis to get out of the rat race, to leave Averageville, to enter Champion Estates and to monetize your message. Come on, man. Don't let somebody else get out there and do what you should be doing every single day. You don't got to be smart. Hello. You know who you're listening to, right? Not the valedictorian of my senior class. I think I graduated, Bradford High. We probably graduated close to 300 kids in our senior class. I'm quite confident that I was in the top 200. Quite confident of that. And it was a photo finish at the end, man. I had a trigonometry exam that I had to get at least a C on. Trigonometry, let me tell you something. I still don't know why I took that class. I think because my buddies took it. And we just kind of followed each other around different classes, just like lemmings. You know, hey, what are you? What class you in? What class you taking? Not a good way to choose a curriculum. Wouldn't recommend it. So we took German. I mean, I don't even know why did I take German? I don't even know. I can count to 10. Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun. All my German listeners, give me a shout out at Sam Crowley on Twitter. Other than that, I know there's 16 different ways to say the based on the male-female version of the. Don't ask me why I even know this stuff. This was 10th grade. But anyway, I don't know where this podcast went off the rails. Oh, I was talking about trigonometry and high school. Oh, and graduating. Oh, I know. And you don't have to be smart. Look at where we came, full circle. I just proved the fact you don't even need to. You can suffer from the most severest effects of ADD, and you could podcast and get a message out. Just look at who you're listening to right now. Gerald on Twitter, is it Weeb or Weeby? W-I-E-B-E. Gerald, I draw great inspiration from this guy, and I love the video, and he referenced the YouTube video I have out there. By the way, I got to do more YouTube videos. I got a great channel out there. A humble brag, I know I say modestly. Whenever I say anything about great and my products, understand that, yeah, I mean it. They're great. So that's what I'm trying to say. But I have a lot of YouTube videos out there. If you haven't checked out my YouTube channel, check it out. YouTube.com/EverydaySaturday. Hey, today, Radio Shack. I want to talk about Radio Shack. Do you mind if I talk about Radio Shack? You know Radio Shack, the retailer here, and they have stores around the world. But in here in the U.S., they're based out of Texas. And the wildest thing, man, the wildest thing about Radio Shack is I remember I used to follow this stock. Let me take you back into another age where I was trapped in the corporate slave camp. This was the early part of the decade, the early part of the millennium. It was like 2000, 2001, 2002. And I thought that I would be a professional trader. I read a book, which is always the cause of my problems. Good, bad, indifferent. Reading books has made me a lot of money. Reading books has cost me a lot of money. What was the name of that book? Something about the trade. God, I could see the I forget. Wayne something is the guy's name, I want to say. Anyway, I think he went to jail after he wrote the book. I actually think that's half a true story. Oh, man, I know I can see the book. I don't know. It doesn't matter now. Anyway, he encouraged everybody to get their own trading account. So I went on to Ameritrade, opened up an account, borrowed $10,000 from my credit union account on a loan, and it was like 18% interest. You know this story's going south, right? Like got two cinder blocks tied to it. Yeah, wait till you hear it. I'm not saying I give financial advice, but I am a little bit more mature than I was when I was, you know, 30 years old. I just wanted to make money quick. That's another lesson. A lot of great lessons today. I'm going to get to the Radio Shack story because they just announced that they're going to shut down 1,100 stores after a plunge in sales. Here's where I was going with Radio Shack real quick. Their stock was, I remember 5 years ago, it was like $22 a share. Now it's at two. Seriously, went from $22 a share to $2 a share. What is up? And I want to get your opinion. When you hear Radio Shack, what do you think of? I think big, clunky retail store, overpriced. I can get everything they got on Amazon. Why would I ever leave my house, you know? But anyway, I started trading my own account, and man, I subscribed to the Wall Street Journal, never read it, but I figured if I had it delivered, it would make me a smarter trader, just by through osmosis sitting at the corner of my desk every day. If I looked at it, it would give me wisdom. I started buying stocks, and here's where the story, here's another great lesson. I bought JP Morgan stock options, and I think I made $2,000 in the first hour. Okay. So let me just set this up for you. I had 10 grand put into a savings account that I borrowed from my credit union, took a loan. I had a line of credit for 10 grand in my credit union through work, dropped it in my Ameritrade account, is where I put it into. I bought options because the guy said the leverage is amazing and, you know, look for a stock that's undervalued. And I thought I had it all going on. Here's the worst thing you could ever do. It's like going to Vegas and winning $1,000 on craps or blackjack in your first hour because you know where that's going, right? There's only one place to go. So I bought JP Morgan stock or options, made $2,000. I think I invested $200 in, I say an hour. It was probably in an entire trading day, like $2,000. This something happened. It shot up. I'm like, oh my God, if I'm making $2,000 an hour, let's see, I could trade for 6 hours a day. That's $12,000 a day. I could trade 20 days a month. That's 12 times two. That's $240,000 a month. I'm making like $40,000 a year. Wow. I can't believe I'm the only one that knows about this. So, needless to say, I thought I was really smart, bought AOL Time Warner, that tank when they merged. I was buying options like crazy and buying other stocks. was giving up on stocks way too early, bought McDonald's. McDonald's stock was trading at $16 a share. This was in like 2002. It had to have gone up like a billion percent since then, but I was just couldn't wait. It didn't double in price in a week, so I got rid of it. Bottom line, I lost every bit of that 10 grand in my Ameritrade account. Yeah, never traded my own account again. Complete, utter fool. That is my vast knowledge of the stock market. Probably too much information, I'm sure. I probably depressed half the people out there, but I bet I saved a life or two. Those of you that were thinking of buying the Wall Street Journal and setting it on your desk and learning how to trade by staring at the front cover, the cartoon, don't do it. And don't borrow money to put into your Ameritrade account. And if you are a savvy veteran broker or investor and you're listening to me thinking this guy really needs help, what a loser. Well, I'm not that guy anymore. Trust me. I gave my investing over to somebody that actually knows what they're doing. Hopefully they're not ordering the Wall Street Journal and staring at it as well. But Radio Shack caught my eye today, closing 1,100 stores here in the U.S., and they're also going to give their CEO, Joe Magnacca, a $500,000 payment, and other executives are going to receive about $200,000, $300,000 on average to stay with the company through March of 2015. Which is about a year from right now, just to see them through. They said after giving due consideration, the skills and the talent, we need these guys around to get this company turned around if we're ever going to turn it around. Think about how far Radio Shack has fallen. The five-year high was $22 a share, right around there. Now it's at $2. It's unbelievable. The announcement came after they just posted their eighth straight quarterly loss and a 20% decline in revenue. Eight straight quarters of losses. And the planned store closings are going to shrink the chain by almost one-fifth, leaving about 4,000 U.S. locations. I mean, this is just crazy because, you know, when I was a kid, and this is the thing, man, you either evolve or you die. Don't you agree with that? Like in business, especially as an entrepreneur, you have to always be evolving. And like I said, well, I bought all this equipment, for example, for my podcast. I've got this very nice microphone, a big boom arm that stretches out. I got a nice mixer here with XLR cords, and that probably means absolutely nothing to everybody. But it's, I don't know, maybe $1,200 worth of equipment that I'm literally just touching right now. And I would have bought that at Radio Shack had there not been an Amazon.com. But I'm not so sure I could get it as easily. Like, first of all, if you don't have an Amazon Prime membership, it's the greatest thing ever. You pay $79. I think I've mentioned this like 25 times. I started watching this 24, the Fox episode 24. I'm on season 3 now, halfway through it. I get that for free, streaming all that. My kids watch movies on Amazon Prime. They've got 40,000 different movie titles you can just download to your computer. And here's the best part. For an entrepreneur or somebody buys a lot of stuff on Amazon, it's free shipping. Any Amazon Prime, which you can find just about anything. All of the information that I just described to you, everything in my studio here, was all shipped free of charge within 2 days in my house. I bought it on a Friday. It was here Monday. Free shipping for $79 a year. That crushes it. I mean, it's a no-brainer. And then when you want to buy this stuff, what are you going to do? You're going to get in your car. You're going to go to Radio Shack. You're going to stand in line because they got one employee behind the counter, maybe somebody else stocking shelves. It's not a very big store. You don't walk in and feel like you're in this crazy electronic warehouse like a Best Buy or something like that. And even places like that, I don't enjoy going into, because as you get older and you become more of a seasoned veteran of an entrepreneur, you realize very quickly how much your time is worth. Your time, you got to value that. Let me. If there's one thing that I've learned, I have learned to get away from time vampires. People, things, shiny objects, my computer I got to put away, my cell phone I could find myself, you know, and other people surfing social media. And if you look, you don't have to look too far to get distracted when you're an entrepreneur. You know, a millionaire, they say a millionaire's time is valued at $534 an hour, okay? So if you really do value your time at $534 an hour, think about this. What are you doing every hour of the day that you're supposed to be in what I call green time, go time? Like, I've got green time, I got yellow time, I got red time. Red time, I'm doing nothing, chilling, Maybe I am watching something on TV, just zoning out, completely brain dead, got to get away. We all got to get away, you know, whatever that is, red time. Yellow time is I'm kind of got my feet in both ends of the pool. I'm doing a little bit of work. I'm kind of tuned into the family or TV show or something like that, but I'm still getting some stuff done. Green time, no distractions, email closed, instant messaging closed, phone off, shooting video, creating audio, on the phone, working the phones, networking, something like that. Your green time is worth $534 an hour, all right? If you agree with that, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what your time's worth. It's worth at least $500 an hour, all right? But I want to see it because writing is the doing part of thinking. If you put that on Twitter and you send it to me, then you're thinking it. If you don't, it's just kind of a passing thought. Oh, yeah, Sam says it's worth $500 an hour. Sure. Hey, it is. And then you start thinking, how am I wasting my time? Add $500 up every time you're wasting an hour that you should be in green time. And it's gonna be a wake up call. You're gonna be like Radio Shack. Before you know it, you haven't evolved. You know, it's no secret that a company like Facebook can come on the scenes and just crush everybody over at MySpace, for example. It's no secret that all of these up and coming tech companies, you know, WhatsApp sells for $19 billion. Anybody could have built an app company that was out there just being hosted in cyberland, but nobody did. They did, so they sold to Facebook for $19 billion. Look at AOL. You know, it's amazing. People still pay dial-up rates for AOL, and they're not even using it. They're spending like $25 a month. But AOL, remember AOL, America Online? That was the way you got on the internet, evolve or die. You know, here comes all the local broadband. They're building out, you know, Time Warner Cable. We got local phone companies now all across the world that are using their time. DirecTV does it now. Think of DirecTV, you know? Look at what they've done, you know, giving you exclusive sports, the NFL Sunday Ticket, baseball, football, that stuff. The point of today's show is I want you to evolve, man. I want you to get excited thinking, hey, I can come late to the party, but if I come late to the party with a great idea, it's like imagine there's a party going on, okay? And you show up, the party starts at 6 o'clock, and you get there at 8 o'clock. And until you got there, they were kind of playing charades and Pictionary and sounds like, you know, grabbing their ear and this is a big furry animal and he goes ruh, 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 ruh. And then you show up with like the killer game to end all games, whatever that is in your mind. Back in the day at the old Pennsylvania State University, I would have shown up with a plastic hose and a funnel on top, and we would have done upside down beer bongs. But that was when I was 19. I mean, I'm way more mature now. So imagine you show up to that lame-o party where they're playing charades and you've got just the greatest game ever. You're late to the party, but you're bringing what's hit, man. You're bringing something that's going to solve a solution fast, as in they're dying of boredom in the living room eating Doritos and drinking flavored water. You know what I mean? Like you show up, you're instant party in a box. That's the whole part about being an entrepreneur. That's why I try to tell people about podcasting. Oh, well, isn't that already come and gone? No. Well, what about everybody's got video? Get your own video channel going on YouTube. Well, what's my blog going to be about? Whatever you want it to be about. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. Just come to the party with something cool, something crazy, something fun, something you want to be around. People want to be around you. You will make money. If people don't want to be around you, you're boring. Just understand that much. And look, you don't have to have the personality of, you know, a super celebrity, but you got to bring passion to the game. People want to know that you're excited. If you're not excited about your product, then why the heck should I be excited about your product? You got to be so excited about your product, you're sounding a little bit like this guy that's coming through your earbuds right now. That's what you got to sound like. Oh, yeah, I've got an apparatus that can save you time in your organization. Seriously, that's the cure for insomnia right there. You got to get excited and you evolve or you die. Do you understand? Don't be Radio Shack. Don't do that. Don't just stand around waiting to get crushed. Or Kodak, where I come from, Western New York. Kodak in Rochester, New York. What put them out? The digital camera. Who needs film anymore, right? It's a terrible, great people in the city of Rochester, New York, laid off, lost their job, all their retirement, everything gone because companies just did not have the foresight. They could not evolve. Don't let that happen to you. Think of Amazon. Think of, look at Taco Bell. They're bringing they're doing breakfast now. Taco Bell. Taco freaking Bell is getting into the breakfast game. Why? Because people eat breakfast and they don't spend a lot of time making it or thinking about how they want it made. They just want to eat and go. People don't spend a lot of time thinking about what they're having for breakfast. Got to get through the drive-thru, give me the Egg McMuffin, the large coffee, and I'm out of here. Taco Bell is just getting in the game, man. And you know what? They're having fun with it. You've been seeing a lot of the advertisement that's coming. They've been serving fast food breakfast for a billion years, all right? Why would somebody just decide to get it? Because it's profitable, and they're bringing something fun to the table. That's why. It didn't work for everybody. It didn't work for Wendy's. They tried it. It's not really a great part of Burger King's breakfast. McDonald's kind of has the foothold in it. Taco Bell's like, that's cool. We're bringing a Guadalupe double Dutch taco treat guacamole dip bread waffle to the market. Now, I don't think that's a real product, but you know what I mean, right? Have fun. Bring some fun to the table. Your time's worth $500 an hour, and you're on the clock starting right now. My name's Sam Crowley. Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley, and have the best day ever.